Did your friend's wife, after your friend gave her a get, but she was pregnant, now you went and did an aveirah mit rabbon, and you're not allowed to marry her. You have to wait the 2 years, but if you married her right away, or else manikas chaveira, you married a lady that's nursing. Halacha is again leishoisos v'anoitos ksuba. Tivur Rabbi Meir, that in such a case when the second husband now warns her and finds out there's tiram, she cannot drink the meyamorim. It does not test her. In such a case, it does not test her. The rest of the siv, tachas isha, they're supposed to be able to stay married, and yet they're not allowed to stay married. He did an aveira here. Shoyi Rameya says, Layisa adam umuberas chaveroi. A man is not allowed to marry a pregnant lady. Umenekes chaveroi, or a lady that's nursing, a man is not allowed to marry her. Viyimnosa, let's say he does marry her. Halacha is yoytsei. He has to give her a get. And midrabbanan v'layachzer alamas. There's a knas that he can never remarry her. That's Rameya Shita. V'chacham amayim v'chacham say no. Yoytsei. If you married her now, you're supposed to give her a get. But if the shigiyas manai, when it ends the 2 years, that then you're allowed to marry her, is kishigiyas manai lichnois yichnois. When the 2 years end, and then it's mut if you to marry her, you're allowed to remarry her. The chum said there's no knas. Now, v'haroiva shenosa koro. V'haroiva Rashi says it means bochor kumayel, a young boy, that married an akora, married a lady that can't have children. Or else is a Cana, or else he married an older lady. Also, they can't have children. Now, and this young boy did not have a wife or children before. The locher also is loy shaisa. She does not, if she becomes a soita now, she does not drink the meyamorim. For a nightless ksuba, she does not take the ksuba. Reb Lezer says, no, there's no issa. Even though he's marrying a lady that cannot have children, so there's no issa involved. If he wants to have children, let him marry another wife. Hey, that's Reb Lezer Shita. Reb Lezer Wayme Yochalu Li Sacheris. He can marry another wife if he wants to. The Lifrais for Lirbais, Hemenu, and he'll have children from her. Avul, but Hamekan Eliarusasoi. If somebody gives kinu to his wife that he only had kedushin so far, Eliarusasoi, or else Lishemerus Yavim Shalai, or else in the case where your brother died and you're in your feud to be miyavim his wife, so before you miyavim her, you warn her and this dira, or else, or the shenichnasa nistra, you gave her kinu first. You warned her when she was only your Arusa, or when she was only a Shemeris Yavim. And then you were Kansa, and then you were Miyabim, or then you made Nisuyim, and then first Nistura, and then first she was found alone with that man. So then the Lachar is, Oy Shaisa, Oy Lanaitlis Ksuva. True, then she could drink the Meyamarim. She has to drink, or else if she doesn't want to drink, then she does not get the Ksuva. Now, Muberis Umenekas Atzmoy, what's the halachistam? Where a man, the wife, they're married, and she becomes a saita, but she happens to be pregnant from her own husband. It's normal. Anisha that's pregnant, and now while she's pregnant, the husband gives a kinui, warns her to stay away from that man, and they were found alone. So the halacha is, Oishaisa lanetas ksuba, again the same halacha is, that she's a regular saita, and therefore either she should drink the meyamorim that will prove to us that she's to her, and she'll stay married, or else if she doesn't want to drink, then we're afraid that maybe she had this nus, so the husband has to give her a get, but she does not get a ksuba. Now what's the Chiddush over here? Rashi says, for lo yamrinon, lo liktunay levlad. The other way is, maybe no, don't let her drink, because on the side she had this nus, the water is going to kill her and the baby, so maybe we're not supposed to have the baby killed. Kamashvula, no. That if she's a saita and she's a maberis, we make her drink the meyamorim. Even though if she did this nus, the water will kill the baby also. Now it says, Haroi v'shenasa akoro zakena. Let's say a young boy that married an akoro, a lady that can't have children. Or else he married an older lady that can't have children. V'yesh v'yishu bonin. And he has already a wife and children from before. So then the lachar is pshita, oishaisa, oilonetlis ksuba. Again, either she has to drink the me'amorim, it's a regular din saita here. Because if that's the case that you already have a wife with children, you're allowed to stay married to her. So if so, she's a regular wife, and the halacha is if you gave her kinu, you warned her, and then to a stira, she was found alone with that man, so you have the regular halacha. Either she drinks, or else she goes out without a ksuba. Now, what about eshes mamzer? Lamamzer, where there's no aveira here. A girl that's a mamzeris married a boy that's a mamzer. They're allowed to marry one another. The wife of the nosin, the man and the lady were both nesinim, so they're allowed to marry one another. The wife of the ger, the eved meshucharos, the wife of an eved that was freed, that you're allowed to get married. The islandess, and the case where the lady, a regular lady, just that she's an islandess, but she can't have any children, that's the way she was born. Here it says again that oy shoysa oy lemeitas ksuba. We have the same halacha here also again that she's a regular din saita, and therefore she has to drink the mehamarim. And if she does not drink the mehamarim, then she loses the ksuba. So katani miya the kashra is this last case. This last case says clearly here the islandess. In the case that the lady is an islandess, the lady cannot have children. Still there's halacha when the husband gave her kinui and then found stira, that she becomes a seita, and she has all the halachas of a regular seita, that she even has to drink for the me'amarim. That's the stira before. It's a kasha on Rav Nachman. Omar Rav Avahua. At the beginning they said, Omar Chlekes is only by an akoran as a kena. Avah Islandess, they said, is divrei hakol leishreisa v'leinaitlis ksubasa. That's what Rav Nachman said. And over here in the Brisa, it says clearly not like that. Here it says that an islandess also has to drink the mehamarim. So who is the kasha and Rav Nachman? So Gemara says, the Gemara says tiyufta to Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, Amalach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer back. I'll tell you true, but it's tanoihi. You taka right. You have a Brisa and it says an islandess does drink, and I say not like that because it's a machlekes tanoim. And I hold like this Tana that also holds that an islandess does not drink. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Islandess, if the wife is an islandess that can't have any children, she was born that way, is loy shoysa for loy noitless tsuba. In such a case when she did get married and the husband gives a kinui and then they found stira, so the lacharishi could not drink the me'amorim. This is like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'nikso, that after she drinks the water and she's clean, is v'nizra zera, that she'll become pregnant. So we dash it from here. Which type of a lady, which type of a wife, could drink the me'amorim? Mishadarka liazria. Only a lady that's possible to become pregnant. Or else, even if now she's a zakena, or now something happened later on, but as long as at one time of life she was able to have children, that's enough. Mashen ken yotzesazu, it goes out this case of an islandess, shein darkali azriya, she was like never able to have children. So the kitzur, this is like Rav Nachman Svara, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But the Nashman's prospect, v'nikso v'nizra zara, that Nashman, when you drink the me'amarim, that has to like make her become pregnant. So it's only a lady that could become pregnant drinks the me'amarim. For Rabbanan the Mori asks, Hai v'nikso v'nizra zera mayavdilei, heis the Rabbanan that say evil an islandess does drink from the mehamarim. If so, she doesn't have to be such a wife that's possible to come pregnant. If so, what are they dashing from the posik? V'nikso, when she's clean, v'nizra zera, she will have children. And the Gemara, mi boyilu l'kadatanya, they use it like we learned. The prophet says, "V'nikso v'nizra zera." That means, "Shemoisa kora nifkedes." That if before she was makora, she couldn't have children, and now she becomes a seita and she's clean and she drinks the water will open her up. She'll be able to have children. Tiber Rabbi Akiva. There's just a bracha here that even though she was makora before, now she'll be able to have children. On this, Omar Le Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said, "If so, in Cain yisteru kol ha'koras." If so, there's an eitzah for every wife that's an akara, she should become a seita. If so, and v'shteitzah, a seita means that she didn't do this nus. She'll just first have a boyfriend, the husband, or else they'll make up, the husband will want her. Then she'll have yichud, just be alone with that man in the room. And then she'll drink the me'amarim. And if she's clean, she'll get a bracha, she'll be able to have children. For yifkudu. For zu hoyu v'lo nistura, hefsida. If so, then a lady like a tsenua that doesn't want to have stira, she's going to lose out. So it's not a svara like this to say that if she's a real akara and she drinks the water, she'll have such a bracha. Because if so, all the ladies should do this. So that's a problem to say no, that the bracha will not be that an akara will be able to have children. In Cain, if so, matam alayna v'niksav in Israel Zorah, what does the pasuk mean that if she's clean, if she did not have this nus, that she'll have this bracha, she'll be able to become pregnant? It just means to tell us, Shemai, so you led this bitzar, you led this berevach. And before she gave birth with a lot of pain, now she'll give birth without pain. Likevais, you led this harm. If before she was only giving birth to girls, now she'll give birth to boys. Kitzorim, you led this aruchim. If before they're very small, now they'll be taller. Shcharim, if she gave birth to black, is you led this levonim, they'll be white. That means a real shvatzah, but it means that they weren't so nice. Now there'll be a bracha, there'll be more white. But only if such an isha that was possible to become pregnant. But by an akara, he holds, you don't have such a bracha. Yeah. Then we had before what the Brisa said, that isha is mamzer lamamzer. If a mamzer marries a mamzeres, so they're allowed to marry, and if that because she becomes a saita, she has to drink the me'amarim. So Gemara asks, pshita, of course, why not? They're allowed to live together. Gemara says, yes, there's a chiddush over here. I'll tell you, mal de tema. I would have thought to say, mal de tema. Afu shape sulin. Loi leifush. No, we do not want them to stay married together. We would not want a mamzer and a mamzeres to stay married, because any children they're going to have are going to be mamzerim. So maybe we do not let her drink the me'amorim, because the me'amorim is a pshat idah, she's clean. We want her to stay married. Is kamash mulan, it teaches us, yes, that since Lamaisa, they are not doing any Yisr, they're allowed to stay married together. And therefore, we let her drink the Mehemar. Then the Bryce also said that Eishas Ger, the Eved, Meshuchar, the Islandist. The wife of the Ger, the wife of an Eved that was Meshuchar, and an Islandist, if they become a Saita, they do drink the Mehemar. For the Mavshita, what's the Chiddush, of course? So Mar says, yes, now the time. So that's why the Bach takes out the word the Islandist here. Because if we garish the islandist, how could the Gemara ask pshita? It's a machlokes if an islandist drinks or not. So therefore the Bach says we're not garish the word v'islandist. It just means eishes ger and v'eved meshuchar. So on this the Gemara asks pshita, of course. Why not? So Maria says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say. The Pasuk says, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael, and maybe that means v'loi gerim, and not an eishes ger. An eishes ger, maybe she does not drink the mehamorim. On this we say, Kamash Malon, that still she drinks from the Me'amorim. So Gemara asks, why? Maybe we should really say like this. And the Gemara, that what, that a ger does not drink. A nation's ger does not drink. So Gemara answers, no. It says, V'yomar to Aleihem, Rebuyahu. That's a Rebuy. V'yomar to Aleihem goes upon them, Kamash Malon, even a nation's ger, also, if she becomes a Saita, she would drink from the Me'amorim. Finally, then it says, Eishas Koyin Tresa. The halacha is of a kohen's wife, if the kohen who gave kinyan to his wife and then he found out it was stira, the halacha she becomes a regular saita, and the kohen makes her drink. So Gemara asks, pshita, of course, why not? Then muta, why not? So Marin says, ma, the time I would have thought to say. The pasuk says, v'hi lo nispasha, that she was not forced, because by saita we're afraid that maybe she lived with the man willingly, but yet she was not forced. Asura. But since she was not forced, then she's also. So the diik is, if she would have been forced, if a man forced her, then we say muteris, that she's muter to her husband. But that's only by Eishas Yisrael. Of the zoo, over here, an Eishas Kain, we know, hoyev a nitfaso asura. An Eishas Kain, Allah is, that she becomes also even machmas oines, even if she was forced with that man. Still she becomes also to her husband. So Ema Loi Tishta, maybe then she does not have the din to drink from the Mehamorim. Kamash Mulan, no, that Lamaisa she's an Eishas Kohen, and if she did not do this nus,
She's allowed to stay married to her husband, so therefore, the maisa, we make her drink in order to get her back to live with the husband.
Then it says, Eishes Saris Shoisa. The wife of the Saris could also drink, because if the man is sterile, then he can't have children. So if so, the wife could still drink. So Mara says, treat, of course, why not? So Mara says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, Mi balo de ishech, omer rachmona. Now that is the pasha of Sait is only if she was living with her own husband first. So Rashi says, Mashma the isha barachiyu. Maybe only if the husband is able to have children. And here that he's sterile, no. Fahai lav barachiyu. Here the husband that's the Saris cannot have children. Maybe there would not be this pasha of Shia Saita. Kamashmla no, so what? Still the Maisa. Hey, the Baal the Ishak is still good. Like Rashi says, all it means to tell us is, Telemiktam Shivas Baal Mabayim. It just means that the wife had at least once lived with a husband before the pasha of the Saita. That's all. Not that the husband has to be able to have children. As long as the husband lived with his wife once, and then she becomes a Saita, she drinks the Mehamorim. So therefore, even though the husband's a Saris, still the wife, if she becomes a Saita, would drink. Then it says, Amishnai de Kola Royis Mekanin, that a husband has a right to warn his wife to stay away, even though it's a Royis, even though it's a brother, even though it's his brother, still it's her father, still the husband has a right to warn her, and if she's found the Yichud with him, she becomes also. Sumara says, Chief, of course, why not? Sumara says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, the pasuk says, Nit, Ma'adatayma, Nitmo, Nitmo,